This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia's largest city, Sydney, entered a two-week lockdown on Saturday to contain a sudden COVID surge, while several European nations are lifting restrictions this weekend despite the global spread of a highly contagious form of the disease. Vaccination drives have brought down infections in numerous, mostly wealthy countries, but the rise of the Delta variant, which first emerged in India, is raising fears of new waves of a virus that has already killed nearly 4 million people. Sydney's new restrictions apply to some 5 million people across the city, along with hundreds of thousands of others living in nearby population centers. The pandemic is slowing down globally, with the World Health Organization now reporting the lowest number of new cases worldwide since February and decreasing deaths attributed to the coronavirus. But concerns over the Delta variant have prompted new restrictions in countries that had previously managed to control their own outbreaks. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. It's been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations. While several studies have shown that vaccines are slightly less effective against Delta, they are still highly effective, but only after the second dose. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A consultant apparently had warned 3 years before the deadly collapse of a South Florida condo building that there was evidence of, quote, major structural damage. The New York Times reported Saturday a 2018 inspection showed repairs were needed to the concrete slab below the pool deck and found abundant cracking and crumbling in the underground parking garage. It was probably caused by years of exposure to the corrosive salt air along the South Florida coast, according to the report. A large section of a 12-story building in the Miami suburb of Surfside, Florida, collapsed suddenly in the early hours Thursday as residents slept in a disaster whose cause is not yet known. 4 people have been confirmed killed and 159 missing, with search and rescue teams working around the clock through an unstable mountain of debris. Investigators are looking Saturday for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, where a man armed with a long knife killed 3 people and wounded at least 5 others, while authorities praised passerbys who tried to stop the assailant. Police said 2 of those hospitalized remained in life-threatening condition Saturday. The suspect is a 24-year-old Somali and was stopped with a shot to the leg by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. Videos posted on social media showed people surrounding the attacker and trying to hold him at bay with chairs and sticks. Colombian President Iván Duque says the helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in an area bordering Venezuela in a rare instance of a direct attack on a presidential aircraft. Duque said Friday that everyone on board the helicopter was safe, including himself, the defense minister, interior minister, and a local governor. Video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. The Russian military has launched sweeping maneuvers in the Mediterranean Sea, featuring warplanes armed with hypersonic missiles, a show of force amid a surge in tensions following an incident with a British destroyer in the Black Sea. Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs in the path of a British destroyer defender on Wednesday to force her out of an area near Crimea that Russia claims as its territorial waters. Britain denies that account, insists the ship wasn't fired upon, and says she was sailing in Ukrainian waters. The Russian drills began Friday in the eastern Mediterranean come as a British carrier strike group is in the area. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.